Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
سلام، روزتون بخیر. My name is Sahand, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
We have monthly member exclusive events, Pelon, we screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles. Music gatherings, a series of casual music gatherings at which students can play different types of instruments, and sports events and game nights.
Our regular events are member exclusive and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter.
Ocean, border, sub, urban, dispersal, determinacy, mulatto, mestizo, Métis, cabra, Eurasian, Creole, colored, colored, split. Those who have no history are doomed.
An excerpt from The Reinventing Wheel, spoken by author, Vancouver poet, Wade Compton. Celebrate Black History Month with CITR 101.9 FM as we host content exploring Black history in Vancouver and beyond. Tune in this February and check out CITR.ca for regular updates on the scheduling of our Black History Month programming.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC Vancouver. My name is Simon Welton, and coming up in the next hour is a very special show from White Noise. It is White Noise Presents The Trip, a one-act comedy about three people who decide to try DMT for the first time. So some interesting subject matter there, and we'll definitely be hanging around after the show to maybe talk a little bit about what's going on in that, and we'll maybe do some current events. There's still lots of other good stuff going on to talk about, so stay tuned for the White Noise after show. But first, I think it's time for a bit of White Noise Presents The Trip.
I remember the very, very first time I smoked DMT.
It may be that DMT makes us able to perceive what the physicists call dark matter, the 95% of the universe's mass that is known to exist, but that at present remains invisible to our senses and instruments. Graham Hancock.
The Trip by Simon Welton.
Next up on Canada's Next Pop Star.
Oh, what did you do that for? That ugly dude with the good voice and the broken family was about to cry again.
I have something I want to ask you.
Oh, okay.
Well, we've been dating now for 6 months, and I think it's time we took our relationship to the next level.
Not really into any of that kinky stuff.
No, I was thinking it was maybe time we move in together.
Oh, wow, yeah, sure, why not? Actually, I mean, that could be pretty fun. I mean, we could get a dog, or a cat, or a goat.
Why would you want a goat?
Why wouldn't you want a goat? They're hilarious, with their little beards, and they've got crazy haircuts, and you can make cheese from them.
We are not getting a goat.
Fine, fine, crush my goat dreams. Well, have you ever actually lived with anyone?
No.
It's a big step.
Of course, I'm not taking it lightly.
Good, because I've done that before. I moved in with this girl I met after like 6 weeks, then 2 weeks later, I come home and our place is burnt down.
What happened?
She just forgot to mention the fact she was a lunatic.
Well, you don't have to worry about that with me.
Oh, no, clearly. You fall at the opposite end of the girlfriend spectrum.
What does that mean?
Mainly that you won't set fire to my things.
As long as you don't give me reason to. So, where should we live?
You can move in here.
God, no. This place is awful.
Oh, okay. How about one of those loft conversions downtown? They're like super open plan, and you get to ride one of those freight elevators to your floor, like in the movies?
I was hoping for something more like a nice house with a little garden for vegetables in a quiet neighborhood.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, I mean, that sounds, all right, yeah.
You don't seem keen.
Well, it's just, it's a little dull.
Why is it dull? Why is what I want boring?
It's not always. It's just you usually choose a very practical option.
I'm a cop. It's in my nature.
Totally. It's one of the things I love about you, your calculatedness. It's great.
So you would be okay with a nice little house?
Yeah, of course. I mean, if I'm with you, who cares where we live?
Great. We can start looking tomorrow after work.
Sure, yeah. Oh, speaking of making plans, I was wondering if you'd like to go see a gig on Thursday. My favourite Sex Pistols tribute band is coming to town. The Nookie Knifers.
I don't know. I'm not really into gigs. Everyone's so sweaty by the end, and the music's super loud, and the amount of health violation those clubs have, ugh.
Yeah, no worries. Maybe I'll ask Jen if she wants to go.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll go. She doesn't seem like she ever has anything better to do than mess around.
Well, she's a free spirit. That's why we get along.
She has no ambition.
Yeah, she does. She wants to be a professional fire eater.
Well, that's not very practical.
Why does it have to be practical?
Because otherwise it has no real meaning. I could wish to be a famous politician, but the chances are so slim it would be pointless to try.
Is that really the most exciting profession you could think of?
What's not exciting about running a country?
Well, then do it if that gets you excited. To not at least try seems a bit sad.
It's nothing to cry about. It's realistic. Life is short. You have to use your time wisely.
Exactly. So you have to get out there and give it all you've got.
Who's got time for that, though?
You make time. You prioritize it.
That's not how the real world works, Tim.
Then what's the point of anything?
Maybe that's not for us to know. Maybe we're just meant to get on with it.
Yeah, I guess. Shall we see if the ugly guy has any more family members dying?
My money's on his mum.
I know. I swear the production company must be putting out hits on his relatives.
Wakey, wakey, Tim! Dude, I have to talk to you now!
Alright, hang on.
Hurry up, this is huge!
Alright. What?
Big news, buddy.
You're not trying to make me join another cult, are you?
Cult? No, I won't be doing that again. You lose one testicle, you learn your lesson.
What do you want, then? I was trying to sleep in.
Remember Iggy Eyeball?
Iggy Eyeball? The guy with the glass eye you brought to my birthday.
No, that's Glass Eye Eddie. Iggy Eyeball is the guy who gave us that stuff that made us forget most of 2012.
Oh, right, yeah. How could I forget? So, what about him?
Well, he's been on his travels again, and he brought me back something from South America that will change your entire life.
You're starting to sound a bit culty again.
Just listen, please.
Okay, go on.
It's called DMT.
DMT? Sounds like a pesticide.
No, listen, it's a chemical that is naturally found in your body, but it's only released twice in your life, when you're born and when you die.
And what does it do?
When you smoke it, it will make you see God.
What?
Well, maybe not literally, but it is such a powerful stimulant, people claim they break through to the other side.
The other side?
You know, like, where we go when we die.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Apparently, you also see all this imagery that we associate with, like, religion.
Well, that kind of makes sense if it's connected to death. You know, people are always talking about religious near-death experiences.
Exactly. Maybe all that stuff is just DMT coursing through your veins because, like, your body thinks you're about to die.
Hmm. Yeah, it's an interesting thought.
So you in?
What?
Me and you, here, tomorrow night, setting a course for Nirvana.
Are you kidding? Why the hell would I want to do that?
Why not? People have been consuming DMT for thousands of years.
What people?
The millions of people that have lived in the Amazon rainforest.
There aren't millions of people living in the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah, thanks to Christopher Columbus. But there were. And those that are left still go nuts for this stuff. They use it in religious ceremonies and rites of passage. It's in the ayahuasca stuff you hear about.
Well, besides your buddy, One-Eyed Willie or whatever, has anyone else you know actually tried it?
Loads of people.
Really?
Well, no, not loads, but you can go Google it. It's totally legit. It's not addictive. It doesn't even last more than a few minutes.
Still, it sounds pretty risky.
Risky? Drinking moonshine is risky. This will quite possibly be a pivotal moment in your life. Do you really want to miss that?
How am I going to have a pivotal moment because I see some pretty colors?
It changes people.
Oh, so it does have side effects then?
No, it changes people for the better. It makes people come out of depression. It makes them have self-belief. People see what their subconscious knows, but they are too clouded to see. It helps you express the best version of you.
Does it really help with depression?
That's what they say.
It's open.
Hey, Tim. Hey.
Liam, I live next door.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I'm Jen.
Jen? Oh, right. You're the one with the hot sister, right?
I guess so, and that would make you Liam, the irritating, crusty hippie.
Ouch. Crusty, fair enough, but irritating? The only irritating thing about me was that infection I just cured with penicillin.
Lovely. So, are you ready, Tim?
Ready? Oh, shit, sorry. I completely forgot about tennis.
It's fine. I'm more into the outfits than the game anyway. What were you guys shouting about?
Liam is trying to kill me.
Oh, fucking hell, Liam. That's not cool.
I'm trying to make him alive. That's what I'm doing. I'm offering him a profound experience that no night in, sat on his scabby couch watching Netflix is gonna top.
Oh, go on, Tim. I think you might like gay sex.
Ha ha ha. He wants me to do some drug called DMT.
DMT? You have some?
Yeah, enough for six people.
Can I get in on this?
Yeah, sure. You can bring your sister, too.
What? Jen, are you mad?
Tim, it feels like you die. Doesn't that sound amazing?
No, not in the slightest.
You don't actually die, dude. It just feels like you do. I want to experience that. To know how that feels might change your entire perspective on death. It's more information about dying than you've ever had.
Yeah, people supposedly kind of look dead for a second when they take it. Their breathing slows right down.
You guys are insane.
Oh, come on, Tim. If you're worried about Mia finding out, we won't say anything.
Oh, Mia's not that bad.
Oh, sure, like how she was cool about you going to Burning Man.
She let me go.
The day you got back, she took a urine sample.
She's a cop. She can't affiliate with drug users.
You've been dating for 6 weeks. I mean, even now it's only been 6 months. You shouldn't be this controlled by her.
Look, I really like her, and she makes a lot of good points about drugs. Man, thinking about it, she discusses how bad drugs are a lot. Seriously, she talks about drugs more than most crackheads.
Tim, all we're saying is that this is one of those moments in life where you have to say yes. The universe has construed to put you, Liam, me, and DMT in the same magical little part of the world tonight so we can all make a lasting memory.
Come on, dude. I know I'm right this time. You've got to say yes.
If she finds out, you guys are dead.
Oh, sweet. This is going to be so amazing.
I will see you guys at 8 p.m. sharp. Come relax, make sure you shower, that's important. Then meditate, smoke a bowl, masturbate, whatever you gotta do. Just arrive refreshed and relax to avoid any freakouts.
What?
It's like any drug. It can go both ways. Just do what he said. Well, if there's no tennis, I'm off. I'm gonna go heckle the soccer games in the park. It's good to take those kids down a peg or two.
What?
It's Liam. Why do you lock the door? Nobody jacks off this often.
Hang on. I was napping.
I said meditate, not pass out. Have you even showered?
No.
Well, go on then. I'll spruce the place up a bit.
All right, fine.
Where's the cleaning stuff?
Under the sink.
You have a sink? Man, I'm getting ripped off. Oh, what's this? Oh my God, you have a fridge? Oh, this place is messy. Oh, man. Wow. Man, this bleach is making me feel awesome. Oh. Cleaning's fun.
Freeze, dirtbag.
I'm not a dirtbag.
Hands in the air.
Why would a dirtbag be cleaning?
What the hell are you shouting about, Liam? Jesus, Mia, put down the gun.
You know him?
Yes, he lives next door.
And he cleans for you while you shower?
No, not regularly. I'm running late. We had plans to hang out with Jen.
We had plans.
We did?
Yes, we were meant to have dinner.
Oh, right. Shit. Hang on, when did we decide that?
This afternoon. I hashed it out with your voicemail as you weren't answering.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was sleeping.
All day? How old are you? And seriously, what is with your phone? Perhaps Liam can explain to me why a man under the age of 65 only has a landline?
It's free with his internet and he hates texting.
Thank you.
Do you guys not talk? Is this just a crazy sex thing you two have got going on?
Liam, could you just give us a minute, buddy?
No, it's fine. I'll leave. I guess I shouldn't have assumed you wanted to spend time with me. I only get 2 free nights a week, but whatever.
Look, I'm sorry. I'll make it up to you next week, I promise.
How?
What?
How would you make it up to me?
Ooh.
Exactly. Call me when you grow up, Tim.
Mia, wait. Ah, fuck.
Well, if she's like that normally, God help you if you found out about the DMT.
Dude.
Oh, don't get mopey now. We need to prepare. Go on. Get showered properly and relax. Think calm, happy thoughts.
All right, hang on. Did she just dump me?
No, don't be silly. She was just being dramatic, I'm sure.
Are you really sure?
Dude, it was a missed phone call. She's a drama queen. It's okay. She's hot enough to get away with being a bit mad. Now go get showered.
All right, fine.
Ooh, dips. Thank you, Mia. Oh, hello, Jen, and... Oh, who are you?
Alan, Jen's friend.
Where's your sister?
She didn't feel like coming. Sorry.
Well, he can't have any.
He doesn't want any. Would you let us in?
Sorry. Why are you here then? If you're not here to escape what I'm going to assume is your job as an accountant?
Because someone has to be the responsible adult.
Seriously, Jen? You brought a chaperone?
Oh, leave him alone, Liam. Alan's all right. He's just here as a keen observer. Even if he is now feigning disinterest, on the bus, he was fascinated.
I was merely debating you on it. You tried to tell me you'd be able to see God.
That's what they say, right, Liam?
Well, I've heard it's common to see these orbs representing people. It's like their essence that you can see, if you know what I mean?
No, I haven't a clue.
I get it. You see their spirit, right?
Yeah, and some say what you're seeing is the afterlife.
Wow.
Oh, come on, Jen. It's just a powerful hallucinogenic.
But that's the point. It's so powerful that it helps you cross the boundary that separates this world from the next.
Why can't you just enjoy this world first?
When have I ever done what everyone else does?
Well, I was gonna say when it's the law, but even that's not very true.
Do you guys want something to drink? Mia brought us wine and some pop.
Sure, a diet root beer, please.
Unsurprisingly, she didn't bring the worst-sounding drink in the world. It's Coke or Sprite.
Oh, forget it. Why don't you guys just get this over with?
We are waiting for Tim, but I can set the mood. Jen, have you been relaxing like I said to?
Oh, yes. I had a bath, a pedicure, I meditated, did yoga, listened to some Enya. I'm good to go.
I'm a bit worried about Tim. He was in bed when I arrived.
Oh, I wouldn't worry. He's never been a morning person.
It was 8 p.m.
So, maybe he doesn't conform to your fascist sleep schedule.
You're the one who brought the secret police with you!
I'm really not sure, Liam. I was thinking over in the shower.
Hey, Tim.
Oh, hi, Jen. Oh, hello, Alan. Good to see you. Still working at the... What was it again, sorry?
Keedle and Frank's accountancy firm. It's downtown.
Called it!
I am not an accountant. I assist one of the senior accounting partners.
So, you're an accountant's bitch. Oh, that is so much better for your street cred.
Who gives a shit about imaginary street cred? How old are you?
32.
Dear God, man, I'm only 22.
What are you, some sort of Benjamin Button experiment?
Rather that than a rejected Cheech and Chong extra.
All right, you two, let's all relax. It won't help.
She's right.
As always. So, who's going first?
I will. It was my idea.
Look, guys, I'm really not sure about this now. I'm sorry.
Dude, just observe me doing it, then see how you feel.
All right, fine.
Okay, so apparently I should be in a relaxed position. I'll need your help, Tim. I need to handle Gandalf for me. I'm gonna take one hit, then you load the second quickly. Take that in, and apparently by the time I exhale, I will be good.
Okay, sure.
You gotta hold each choke in each time as long as you can for the full effect.
Okay.
Hold the second dose ready. Okay, here goes nothing. Oh, tastes like diesel.
Are you okay, buddy?
Holy fuck. Yes, it's still going. Wow. Everything has so much more detail. It's like I'm seeing everything properly for the first time.
Did it feel like you died?
I don't know, but if that is dying, I'm not worried about it. How long has it been?
Like a minute, maybe, or two?
What? It feels like 20 minutes.
What did you see?
It was kind of personal, actually.
What? You can't get bashful now. I've seen you streak across a Best Buy for a toonie.
It was about my dad, all right?
Oh, sorry.
So what? Let me guess. You had a shitty dad?
Jen, leave it.
Fine, whatever. Well, it's your turn, Tim.
Why isn't it your turn, Jen?
Because it's your fucking turn, that's why.
Is it really not that bad, Liam?
It's so much more than that, buddy. Trust me.
Fuck it. See you on the other side. Okay.
Is he okay?
Was I out this long?
He looks dead.
Maybe we should call an ambulance.
Just wait.
Shit. Oh, Tim, Jesus, man. Are you okay?
Yeah, better.
What?
I feel better. In fact, I feel really calm. Really good.
Really?
Totally. Yeah, like, Liam, you were right, man.
I was?
Yeah, that, like, initial intense moment was just, oh, man, it was blissful. Oh, I honestly don't think I'm scared of dying anymore.
Wow. Well, what did you see?
Mia.
Mia? Really? Did it tell you to dump her?
No, I think it was trying to tell me she's the one.
Nah, dude. Probably not.
Yeah, that seems pretty far-fetched. I've met her.
Well, I'm not 100% sure, but I definitely saw her.
Yeah, Jen's right. The universe was trying to say, get the hell away from her.
She's not that bad. She was going to make me dinner tonight.
What was she cooking?
Looked like a spinach lasagna to me.
You see? You don't even like that.
It's all right. She's expanding my horizon.
Whatever, dude. Me and Alan should be going.
But you haven't had your go yet.
I think I'm good. I'll see you later, Tim.
Oh.
Bye, Liam.
See you next time.
Oh.
Evening, gentlemen.
Okay, yeah. Bye.
Man, she wants you, bro.
What?
Jen wants your 4 inches of fury, my friend.
Oh, don't be stupid. Me and Jen have been friends forever.
So? Have you never...
No. Well, no. I mean, we could have, sure, but we didn't.
Well, then, case closed.
I don't see why she's so upset. It's not my fault my subconscious told me to be with Mia.
But did it?
I think so.
Well, I will leave you to ponder that thought. I have to go... call my dad. Hopefully he's still in the same prison.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Let's talk in the morning. I have a feeling we'll have lots to discuss.
It's open.
Hey, dude, how you feeling?
Great. I've tidied up. Last night, I rewrote my resume, applied for loads of better jobs. I've done 20 push-ups. And now I'm finishing a book I started 2 years ago.
Good book?
No, terrible. That's why I stopped reading it in the first place. But anyway, how's your morning going?
Good, good. I spoke to my dad.
Really? How did that go?
Well, I told him I forgive him for what he did to me and my mom.
And?
Well, to begin with, he had no idea who my mom was.
Oh.
But then he started to clue in, and he said he did have a vague recollection of her telling him he had a son. He said he thought she was bluffing, which is fair enough. Usually you can't trust a word my mother says. She once told me Christmas was canceled because Santa had to go in for chemotherapy, which made a decent amount of sense at 8 years old. He is pretty old, though I do resent sending 2 get-well-soon cards to the North Pole for nothing.
So, are you gonna see him?
Yeah, I think I will. I kind of feel like the DMT is nudging me forward to do things I want to do, but for some reason I usually wouldn't.
I know. It's like it's lit this very controlled fire under my ass.
So you still think Mia's the one?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's what I think I saw.
Maybe you're reading too much into it, Tim.
What?
Well, maybe it's like a dream. The imagery you see isn't necessarily a coherent message, but just some random images your brain is just coincidentally showing you.
Well, some dreams are like that, but some dreams are just your deep desires being played out for you in the mind's theater.
Okay, fine, but this wasn't a dream. Drugs were being pumped unnaturally into your brain. Why would you trust it?
Well, why trust what we're seeing right now? It's all perception of sensory information. It's all chemicals firing neurons in your brain.
Yes, but this perception is tangible. That is a drug-induced hallucination.
So, I thought it was about breaking through to the other side, seeing what is there, but we're too blind to see.
Yes, but that doesn't make it real in this world.
Then why are you bothering to contact your dad?
Because I needed the closure. I didn't see him in the imagery. I saw myself. I needed this, so I could move on without it hanging over me.
So you are still buying into the trip?
No, I've known that deep down for a long time. It just gave me this nudge of motivation to finally do something about it.
Fuck, I don't know. Maybe you're right. I know I hate my job. I know I hate being down all the time. I just want to be happy. I don't know if Mia will make me happy.
The answer is simple, dude.
Yeah?
No, she fucking won't.
Why are you so sure? You've met her, like, once.
I'm very good at reading people. Plus, Jen clearly agreed. Have you spoke to her?
No. But I don't get it. Why is she so mad? It's not her relationship, it's mine.
She wants you, dude.
Don't be so stupid. She just doesn't like other women. She has 0 female friends.
Nah, dude. A, that's sexist. And B, There was something more to that reaction than just contempt for Mia. You should talk to her.
Maybe.
Look, I will leave you to think about it. I'm going to the mall.
The mall? You? Why?
I'm going to finally ask that girl out at the body mod kiosk.
Huh? That angry-looking girl with the infected eyebrow?
Yeah. See ya.
Fuck it. Okay, I'll call her. I'll call her. Okay. Okay, here we go. No, she could call me. I didn't storm out like a child. Oh, hey.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
I'm just really stressed right now between the huge fraud case I was telling you about and I'm applying for the transfer to forensics.
It's okay. You had every right to be upset.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I've not been myself at all lately. I've let that affect us.
No, you've been patient and kind. It doesn't matter if you're a little casual. I can be focused enough for the both of us.
But that's just it. You don't have to be. Everything's changed.
What?
Yeah. I had this profound experience last night with Liam that has changed my life forever.
Wait, what the hell did you do with Liam?
We did DMT.
You did a Schedule 2 narcotic?
A what?
A fucking illegal hallucinogenic?
Okay, yes, but, like, you have to understand, it made me see what was important to me. You!
Really? It takes you tripping your nuts off to realize you love me?
I know it's not the Disney story you were hoping for.
Tim, when the fuck are you going to grow up?
This is me growing up.
Dear God! So what? Before last night, you weren't totally sold on us, but then you see a few bright lights and it all becomes clear?
Yeah, pretty much. It just seemed to clarify my feelings.
But why didn't you believe in us to begin with? We've been dating for 6 months. We already agreed to move in together. Why would you go along with all that if you weren't sure? Why waste each other's time?
Can't two people just enjoy each other's company without having a 5-year fucking plan?
Sure, at 15. Not at 25, Tim.
Who made 25 the golden age for settling?
Settling? Is that what you think we're doing?
No, of course not. I meant settling down.
Then why did you just say settling?
Yeah,
exactly. You said what you really think of us.
No. I love you.
Could you at least try to say it with some conviction?
What? I'm not saying it right? Are you kidding? Who wrote the rules on how you're meant to express your feelings?
No one! It's just meant to sound genuine. Not like it's done at gunpoint. Look, I just don't understand why you want to do things like that.
Because there's more to life than the narrow view your parents have thrusted upon you. Everybody doesn't just have to work 9 to 5, get married, have 2 kids and die. We can do whatever the fuck we want. That's what makes life beautiful and worth living.
Fine, you don't have to be conventional, but drugs?
The only reason you care is because it could affect your job. If it wasn't for that, you wouldn't give a shit.
So not true. I've never done any drugs.
Then how can you have an opinion?
It's called empirically based research. You don't need to try meth to have an opinion on it.
It probably helps.
Now you're just being ridiculous. Forget it. You clearly don't want to behave like an adult or be in a real relationship.
I do.
Why? What are you getting out of being with me besides sex? Exactly.
I love you. I think. Hey, Liam. Come in. It's open.
I do not smell that bad, thank you.
Oh, Jen. Hey.
Look, about last night. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have gotten annoyed with you. If for some weird reason you like Mia, it's my job as your friend to support you.
Well, I've been doing some thinking.
Oh, thank God for that.
Let me finish.
Sorry.
Well, it seems odd that I did exactly what the DMT seemed to urge me to do, and it blew up in my face. I mean, maybe I wasn't interpreting it right.
Dude, you have got to stop getting hung up on what the damn DMT thinks. It doesn't think, you do. But hang on, what do you mean it blew up in your face?
Yeah, so this morning, I tried to explain what happened last night to Mia, and she was not impressed.
You guys broke up?
Don't look so excited.
Sorry, but did you?
Well, I don't know. It kind of seemed like she was trying to help me break up with her.
Why?
Well, because she doesn't believe me when I say I want to be with her.
She is a cop. She's trained to tell when people are lying.
But I was trying to be genuine.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what to think. It's not my place. So, what are we going to do tonight?
Isn't it obvious what we need to do? We need to do DMT again.
What?
I just think that if I did it one more time, everything would become clear.
Dude.
It will. I just think it might, you know, confirm things one way or another, right?
No, not that I don't have a problem with you trying the drug one more time, but I object to the idea that it's going to help you decide what you want. Just be honest with yourself for once. I don't think you've ever listened to your heart once.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, let's look at your track record, shall we? Mia, a well-adjusted, practical, professional, independent, and driven person.
Yep, fair enough.
Who barely has anything in common with you.
Well, that's not fair. We both like Breaking Bad.
Everyone likes Breaking Bad.
So, all right, so we don't share a lot of the same tastes, but we have very similar values.
Are they really that similar?
Well, no. She casually said the other night she thought when it came to punishing thieves, Saudi Arabia had the right idea.
Ever asked her who she votes for?
Don't need to. She's got a Conservative Party tattoo on her ankle.
What the fuck?
Apparently, she and her mom got matching ones for their birthdays.
Wow. Okay. Does she know that you spent 6 months living in a commune protesting capitalism and knitting for the homeless?
Hell no. And if we stay together, I'm taking that one to the grave.
So, do you think you still want to be with her?
One more hit, and I think I'll know.
Jesus, you're stupid, Tim.
Thanks.
But that's okay. I'm not that clever either.
Hey, buddy!
Come in, it's open.
Dude, such a great day. Oh my goodness.
Nice, so you asked out Body Mods girl?
Hell yes, and she was totally down. And you know what's the icing on the cake?
What?
Not infected anymore.
Oh, nice.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, Liam. You seem to be bouncing.
Thanks. I tell you, I feel great today.
Liam, do you still have more DMT, right?
Yep. Four more hits.
Can we do it again tonight?
Sure, I guess. You really want to?
I just need to see one more time.
Is this about Mia again?
Yeah.
Dude, I already told you. It's not some all-knowing force. It's just your mind on drugs. Don't take it so literally. I know I sold it hard to you, but I was just trying to make sure you did it with me.
Even still, I read up on it today online, and everything you've told me about it, it's reiterated by tons of people who've taken it.
Yeah, but it's the internet. It's really only good for porn. Everything else you gotta take with a pinch of salt.
Well, I do want to try it still.
Well, I was gonna hang around with Body Mod Girl, but I could bring her here.
There you go. I'll even have dips.
Awesome! See you guys back here at 8. Don't forget to shower, meditate, and masturbate. See you soon!
I'll leave you to prepare the dips. I'm gonna go tick off Liam's list.
Wouldn't that be a flick off?
Ha ha, try not to fall asleep this time.
Oh, hi. Oh, hello, Alan.
Hey.
Surprised to see you back.
Jen told me what she was planning, so I insisted on being here.
He really did.
No problem. I know you won't want any illicit substances, but help yourself to dips.
Oh, thanks.
Liam not here yet?
No, he should be here any minute.
So, what's the girl like that he's bringing?
No idea. I've only seen her working. She's obviously going for that suicide girl look, you know, dyed hair, pale skin, tattooed arms, hateful eyes.
I see. Well, he seemed keen earlier.
Yeah, but you do have to wonder, what kind of girl would date a guy like him?
Liam isn't your typical kind of guy, but he has his charm.
You really think so? You'd date him?
Oh, God, no. I'm just trying to rationalize her decision.
Come in.
Hey, guys. Oh, hey, Alan.
Hi.
The
This is Patricia.
Hi.
Patricia, this is my neighbor and trusted ally, Tim. This is his friend, Jen, and that is a killjoy named Ellen. Patricia is going to join in the festivities.
Oh, awesome. Is it your first time?
Oh, no. I went traveling through the Colombian Amazon last year and tried it so many times.
Ooh, the Colombian Amazon. I hear that's the best one.
It really is.
Well, let's not beat around the bush. Who's first?
Me.
Are you sure, Jen?
Yes. I want to prove to you that there is nothing to what you're saying. Plus, I've been dying to try it. Bring it on, Liam.
All right. That's it. Deep breaths. Relax.
You don't have to do this, Jen.
Shut up, Alan.
Fine.
How you feeling? What was that?
What was that? What did it look like? Ugh!
Jen, wait!
Nice going. You have to be the dumbest human being I've ever met.
Oh, shut up, Alan. Just because she's not interested in you and your RSP contributions. Never tell him this, but he's actually right. What the hell was that, dude?
What? She took me off guard. I had no idea she might do that.
Hence mine and Alan's shared disbelief.
Let me add to that. I've known you for a whole 10 minutes, and seriously, I would have bet my tits on it.
Shit. Okay, well, all the more reason to find out the truth. Do I want Mia, or do I want Jen? So fire up Gandalf. I need one more toke.
Right away, sir.
Okay, okay. Mia or Jen? Mia or my best friend, Jen? Wait, I gotta go.
What? Where are you going? That was weird.
Well, what shall we do while he's gone? Okay, that'll do for now, Liam. You've only met me today.
Oh, no. I've been staring at you for months.
Oh.
I mean...
It's okay. I'm just glad you finally asked me out.
Me too.
So, which girl do you think he went after?
I'm praying it's Jen.
Well, you said earlier he was pretty set on Mia. And he didn't seem that enthralled when Jen kissed him.
I think that was just genuine shock. He looked like he'd been flashed by an old man.
Yeah, his face was priceless. I'm just trying to look at this objectively, though.
But he has so much in common with Jen. They love spending time together. They make each other happy effortlessly. Isn't that what a relationship should be? Your best friend in the world? That you also fuck?
I guess that's one way to put it. I don't think many wedding vows articulate it quite in that way.
Wait, I think I hear someone coming. What happened?
Fortunately, her bus hadn't arrived.
Yeah, because he's shit at texting.
Jen, glad to have you back.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, guys. Don't worry, I told Alan to go home.
Oh, thank fuck for that.
So what did you see?
Pardon?
When you smoked the DMT.
Oh.
Isn't that obvious?
Not necessarily. Let her speak, Liam.
I just saw myself telling the truth. Being honest about what I wanted, taking a risk.
And what made you go after her, Tim?
Well, you know, it just dawned on me. I mean, everything I wanted was right there in front of me. I didn't need DMT for that, really.
No, you just needed to hear everyone else say it 8,000 times.
Yeah, thanks. So what now?
I think it's my turn.
The Trip was written and directed by Simon Welton, starring the voice talents of Caitlin Docking, Nick Rinker, Connor Necklepuck, Sierra Wiley, Simon Welton, and Kenneth Tynan.
All right, there you go. That was the Trip by White Noise. White Noise presents The Trip, I should say. I hope you enjoyed that. We will obviously be back next week with more sketch comedy, more of the regular stuff. Yeah, just thought we'd air that. We basically created that for 24 Hours of Student Power a couple of weeks ago, but we thought we'd air it at a healthy time, and we'll also stick it up on a podcast. But yeah, thanks for listening to that.
What did you guys think of that? It was the first time you've heard it in full.
Yeah, it was good.
I really like it. I thought it was a good one.
Yeah, it's a little different than what we normally do. Like, part of me was like, oh, there's not enough jokes in it. Like, it's not punchy enough.
I don't think it needs to be, though. I think it was better this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you had a point, a story to tell, and you told it. Yeah. I don't think it needed to be, like, funny at all in a certain way.
I thought you were going to say it didn't need to be told.
No, yes, every story in some way has a merit, right?
Yeah,
fair. And you told it, and it's personal to you, and we...
Yeah, there wasn't like...
Whoa, Simon!
It wasn't that personal.
Sorry, yeah, whatever. Yeah, right, it was your idea.
Yeah, there were elements lifted from my own experience. But
all similarities to real persons are accidental.
Yeah, all similarities to ex-girlfriends, please be ignored.
Stacey, I hate you. Your mom was terrible too.
Maybe I shouldn't have called her Meyer after all.
Yeah, calling her the same name is a bad idea. Alright, so we are going to play some music and then we're going to be back with the White Noise After Show. This week we're going to be talking about some stuff, I think, local to UBC. And we're also going to talk about some politics as well, because there's lots going on. So we've got to talk about it. But first we're going to play some music. So first up tonight, this is Twist with Calendar Girl. Awesome. That was Twist with Calendar Girl. Okay, so our first topic for tonight is something related to what we just aired, which is pretty bang on the nose. Should you do DMT? Is DMT a good idea? Would you do it? Let's start with Sierra. What do you think?
Well, okay, let's leave aside the fact that it's illegal and just talk about like the interesting.
Let's talk about the moral and, you know, like the real implications.
I just think it's such a fascinating concept that it's this chemical that's only released, and I believe this is a true fact you've included in the script, right, Simon?
Anything that was in there is either from experience or just straight up truth. Yeah.
Right. I just think it'd be so interesting to encounter this sort of to confront your subconscious and to kind of wrestle through some of those problems you've been struggling with. And people pay a fortune for therapy to do that, right? And if there's a drug that can just click instantly, I feel like that would just bring so much like a renewed sense of purpose and truth and a comfort in your life in a sense. And I would be really fascinated to try it out sometime. I'd love to have that question to the existential problem of what am I doing here and what's my purpose, that kind of thing.
But this is the interesting thing, and this is what I was trying to bring out in the show, is that you come, you know, you have these experiences and you see, say you see whatever image. Do you, should you buy into it? Is it just like a dream state, random idea, or is it this big subconscious like kick in the pants? Who knows? Because it does get, it definitely has the effect of like lifting depression and making people feel motivated and feeling good in themselves and wanting to go out and do what makes them happy. Like a friend of mine has dosed like 50 people with it, and so he's got a pretty good sample group of test subjects, and he's seen these very interesting effects with almost everybody that he's dosed. And this isn't like multiple doses. We're talking like from one session, two hits that they smoked. So, you know, it's not in, even in the system that long. And yet it has like these like effects that last months.
Would it be something that is good to do? So if you're looking at motivated, looking to like to realign your perspective a little bit, again, it's sort of, I guess you can't go into it hoping for something, because you probably won't get what you're hoping for, but as you say, the result being a certain level of like motivation at least, would that be something that's like a one-time fix, or is that like, oh, like, yeah, every once a year maybe just to, like, re-motivate yourself?
I think depending on who you are, it could very well be useful in that sort of bi-yearly or even once a year sort of
just like January
dosage.
1st
yeah, like January 1st, and I think twice a year is probably like a sensible amount.
Why would you not do it more? Why not just do it every...
Because like all drugs and like anything in life, moderation is key.
Sure.
And too much of anything can cause all sorts of damage. Of course, you know, too much acid will fuck you up, but a little bit of acid generally is not going to cause acid flashbacks and stuff like that. Same with weed, say with anything, you know, issues with weed have gone up because people are taking stronger doses now by using concentrates and, you know, and like there's all sorts of issues there. That, you know, not that we're not talking about weed tonight though. But yeah, so of course moderation is key, but in small doses it can be effective. I mean, it's interesting because the psychedelics and like other things like MDMA have been started now to show like positive effects for treating depression and PTSD and things like that. Go ahead.
I just think there's so many chronic problems that people have, and I think I'm surprised, like renewed surprise, like to realize how many of the people close to me have struggled with depression and who are genuinely unhappy with their life. And I just wonder if like we're not going about it the right way in terms of encountering mental illness, and perhaps if there's kind of a controversial solution in directing people to these somewhat illegal drugs.
Well, here's something interesting on that topic, not directly related to DMT, but let's talk about it now, is like I've got my minor psychology, and most of my degree I've spent listening to cognitive behavioral therapist experts tell me that like psychoanalytics is garbage and a joke and Freud's an idiot and we should all ignore it and we should just care about neurobiology, and we should care about like cognitive behavioral therapy. I mean, a lot of them say, oh, let's talk about it in a holistic sense, but really they kind of shit all over the psychoanalytics. But what's interesting is like CBT and pharmaceuticals all treat the symptoms, but what they don't seem to treat is the underlying cause, which is what psychoanalytics it tries to get at and what it has been shown to do over like it's takes a long time, it's difficult, it's hard to train, but it's like effective treatment. And I feel like, you know, this may be connected to that in sort of treating underlying causes rather than just symptoms, which is what pharmaceutical industry is great at, is just numbing and just covering pain. It's not good at fixing it.
Exactly. And I think the scary thing is that we're moving further in the direction of just bandaging it. And as drugs get more commonly used to treat things like depression, PTSD, eating disorders. And I mean, there are a lot of underlying problems, and I wish people would look at those more. So it's interesting to hear that a lot of the classes you've taken have discouraged that type of looking at the source behavior.
It's interesting as well, the idea of in particular, so it's saying that DMT could be a certain way to like
like, suddenly like realign your the way you see the world. But certainly other drugs can have a very similar effect to perhaps pharmaceuticals, where it's like you take a hit and perhaps it alleviates concern for a little bit, or perhaps makes you feel better in the short term, but doesn't necessarily fix anything. It is simply just like a bandage sort of cover. And so where do you decide kind of which is the right way to go if you're going to go down that route?
I will say that there are certain cases of certain disorders that can only be treated with drugs, and that, you know, there's certain things like schizophrenia.
When we say drugs, we mean like something like psychedelics.
I'm talking pharmaceutical drugs.
Oh, pharmaceutical. Okay.
You know, things that are specifically designed for it. There are certain ailments, but things like depression. You know, but again, pressure is a very big umbrella,
very broad,
and there's certain
Everyone's
types,
personal.
And you know, that are like chemical imbalances that have to be fixed. But generally, I think it has to be a combination of the two, which is you have something to treat the symptoms that are right there now, but then you follow it up with real sort of discussion and working through of whatever the underlying issues are.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys think there are other ways you can treat the underlying source or the root cause other than turning to something like DMT?
Well, you know, psychoanalytics, like some form of like deep, like, you know, sort of getting to the root of like why you like this, what's caused you to be like this.
Psychoanalytics is, so I'm not an expert, but that's along the lines of therapy or something.
Yeah. So it's a form of cognitive therapy, and you know, it's not that far away from CBT, but cognitive behavioral therapy,
okay.
Which is like a very like sort of in the last 50 years that's become sort of like a big area of psychology that most people like a lot of psychologists will say they practice very holistically and they try a lot of different things, but that tends to be people's kind of anchor, at least, like, you know, that seems, but that's in the sort of era of teaching now. But if you actually look at practicing people that are, you know, a lot of them are actually still using psychoanalytics as their
base,
because that's what they learned. In, you know, anyone who was educated between like the 60s and 80s, it was more, you know, that was the foundation.
Sure.
So mm-hmm. a lot of those guys haven't retired yet, so they're, you know, that's still their base, but
yeah.
It's going to shift quite soon, and it'd be sad to lose all that sort of expertise and that knowledge because it's not being taken seriously anymore.
And not to go into too much, but so do you have an impression as to why people are sort of saying like, it's not all that it's got out to be?
Because there's this misunderstanding that it's not empirically based, and that it hasn't been proven through trials, and it's not, you know, which is rubbish. If you actually, there was tons of research that's done empirically that's peer reviewed on psychoanalytics and their effects. You know what Freud is talking, you know, the ideas of Freud, we don't talk about them in the exact same way now, but we still talk about all the things he did. We just changed the words. We've adjusted it. But it's a lot, you know, like we don't talk about the id and the ego.
We don't talk about sex with your mum so much.
Yeah. We don't talk about that, but we talk about like separation anxiety.
Sure.
We talk about projecting. We talk about all these things that he talked about.
To be fair, psychoanalytics is a lot less profitable than pharmaceuticals, so I can understand
yeah.
from a skeptical point of view why that hasn't been the favored route recently.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because the thing is, if the university is being funded by research, which research is paying,
right.
You know, unless you're getting funding from the APA, like, you're going to struggle.
And it's lovely to hear that you can take a pill every morning and your symptoms are alleviated, but, I mean, then are you just taking that for the rest of your life? And I've heard so many cases of people wanting to get off their meds because they've had so many negative side effects and they want to feel like they are personally responsible for improving their condition, you know? And I think that sense of responsibility and action is the exact process which can take you out of depression.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've gotten really far off topic. Would you take DMT? You were saying yes.
Yeah, I'd take it.
Connor,
maybe.
Maybe, because I know you're not really keen on drugs generally.
I mean, my sort of go-to approach is like I want to be able to solve my problems myself. Like,
yeah.
I want to be able to like go through it without the need for like kind of like messing around with the chemicals in my mind.
Yeah, I mean, it's not about solving your problems as much as just having a unique experience that you otherwise would never have in your entire life. Like, it's something that it's quite profound, and it's something that is like nothing else I've ever done.
Sure.
There's nothing in this world like it.
There's certainly an allure there. But then also, yeah, I mean, the pessimist cynical in me sort of says like, but what are you looking for? Like, There are loads of amazing experiences. Like,
right, exactly. But, you know, it's actually less dangerous than bungee jumping or skydiving or any of those other sort of adrenaline and exciting things that we do to feel alive in this world.
I totally see your point. Like, maybe if in the right circumstances, someone was like, just,
all right,
maybe.
So 20 euros like, now.
Yeah,
go to Brazil, do some ayahuasca in the bush with me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. It definitely in the bush.
Yeah. The Amazon. Oh, I'll be good.
How about you?
I've already done it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but would you do it again by year?
That's all right. There you go. Most of that was like, most of what Liam says in the play is what my mate said to me to get me to do it.
Yeah, I figured.
Your mate
was so transparent.
He's an interesting guy.
He's interesting because he was projecting his own insecurity onto the character of Tim, who I guess loosely might be represented upon your own ideas.
Okay, we're off of psychoanalytics.
Okay, so it is 10 o'clock. Are we going to stick around for a bit?
Yeah,
or?
Probably 5 minutes, I imagine.
Okay, we'll play one more song, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about one more topic, and then we'll head out. So next up is we're going to play Pity Sex and A Satisfactory World for Reasonable People. Long bloody title, that one.